USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A FDA committee will meet to discuss authorizing COVID vaccine boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. The meeting is set to happen Thursday and Friday. The FDA panel will also look at data of a booster that differs from the original vaccine received and is described as a mix-and-match booster. The Moderna and J&J boosters are being considered for adults 18 and up only. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today in Yuma to talk with Customs and Border Protection officials. Graham expected to address the issue of security along the U.S.-Mexico border. Graham is touring illegal immigrant processing facilities and meeting with border officials. President Biden has yet to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The pain at the pump continues across the nation.
Crude oil prices were up in recent days, and analyst Trilby Lundberg says that means gasoline prices rose too.
Gasoline prices moved up 6 cents per gallon to $3.31, $1.07 higher than it was a year ago.
And with crude prices on the upswing, Lundberg says expect to see the hikes continue at least for the coming few weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Southwest Airlines is blaming thousands of canceled flights on air traffic control issues and bad weather. The flight tracking website FlightAware reports Southwest has canceled 30% of its schedule on Monday and has canceled over 2,000 flights since Saturday. There's also speculation the problems were caused by employee sick calls in response to a new federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We're learning more on the U.S. Navy engineer and his teacher wife being arrested for trying to sell submarine secrets to a foreign government. In reality, the FBI were the ones who the engineer was trying to get rich from. Journalist David Sanger on CNN tells us what he knows.
The engineer's name is Jonathan Tobey, and he and his wife are accused of having offered on their own to provide information about the naval propulsion systems for Virginia-class submarines. They were trying to make sure they did dead drops in parks. My favorite fact in this entire one, if you believe the allegations, they took a USB card, a chip, and they buried it inside a peanut butter sandwich and dropped it off at a park in West Virginia.
The couple is expected to appear in federal court in Martinsburg, West Virginia, on Tuesday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation that requires gender-neutral retail departments in toy stores. The bill was authored by Assemblymember Evan Lowe, who declared that it was inappropriate to imply that toys should be one gender instead of another. Stores can still have boys and girls sections so long as they create one gender-neutral area. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.